back to the Bible, back to the city of God. Towards the unity of heaven. Oh, what a bliss. Out of confusion, towards the light of the morning, Jesus leads his church. Back to the Bible, towards the light of the Word. This shall be our slogan forever. Holy to the Lord always. Back to the Bible. Only this makes the Savior happy. Jesus calls his own. Obey his voice today. Our fathers were longing when they dwelt in Babel. Now we reach Zion, where unity dwells. Back to the Bible, towards the light in the Word. This shall be our slogan forever. Always holy to the Lord. Back to the Bible, where all separation ceases. Flee from Babel, go to Zion. Oh, what a blessed walk. We were searching and were longing for the light, but now at evening we found it, as the Word promises. Heavenly nature on earth, oh what a bliss. wonderful message of love. Wonderful message of love, addressed to a world in turmoil. Wonderful message of love for you and for me. God has sent the Son. Wonderful message of love. Hell and death are conquered. Dying on Golgotha, sacrificing himself, the grace is given to us. Hear this message. Hear this message. Wonderful, wonderful. The message of love. For you and for me. Wonderful message of love. Comfort in the death of valley of death. Open. God is reconciled with mankind. Hear this message. Hear this message of love. Wonderful, wonderful. We greet all brothers and sisters, all friends worldwide who are joining us online for this broadcast, for this biblical word observation with Brother Frank wholeheartedly. We are grateful that we can still hear God's word in this time, that we can hear it. We are grateful for the Holy Scripture, for the Old and the New Testament, for the last message, for everything what the Lord has done and is still doing. I read now a word from the Scripture, from 2 Peter, chapter 1, from verse 16. 2 Peter, chapter 1, from verse 16. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice, which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him on the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in any time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. I ask now, Brother Frank, to the Lord be the thanks for such a wonderful word. It's a whole sermon. Everything was included. We greet all, really all, worldwide, in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we extend all the greetings from them, beginning with Brother Müller in Germany at the Baltic coast, and all the other brothers from Switzerland, Austria, from all of Europe, Brother Tati from Brussels, Brother John from Bucharest, all brothers from Canada, from here and from there, from Africa, from everywhere, all are sending heartfelt greetings, and we are happy that this important broadcasts can be heard worldwide. We are grateful for it to our Lord. We listened carefully what was read. No prophecy of the Scripture permits any private interpretation. And we have the word of prophecy. We have the Old and the New Testament. And we are grateful to the Lord God. Today, we will briefly touch the various subjects. We can start that we just read briefly a word. Please, Brother Borg. Matthew 24, verse 3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? We are just so grateful. We don't go to somebody. We go to our Lord. He set upon Mount Olives, and his disciples came to him. Today, we are gathered with our Lord. Today, we want that he speaks with us, that he gives us the right answers from his word. Here were three questions and three answers. What should and would happen at a time with the temple and with Jerusalem? And then what would take place before the return of Jesus Christ? And likewise, what would happen at the end of the end of the end time? Brothers and sisters, we are grateful that we have God's holy word. Let us read two more scriptures, please. Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 26. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days, in the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people and healeth the stroke of their wound. Isaiah 24, verse 20. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage, and the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall and not rise again. We have these predictions in the Holy Scripture. And if we go to Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, in these chapters, the Lord spoke about the end time, what would take place in sun, moon, stars, what would happen on the earth, perplexity, earthquakes, famines. And if we think about that more than 80 million people on earth are on the flight, that they are hungering, that they are in need, we, who we are still well off, we have trouble to place ourselves into the situation of them where these scriptures are already in the fulfillment. But we notice precisely that also with us the scripture begins to be fulfilled. What was never here before, this is happening now in our time. And we just look into the Holy Scripture, and we may lift up our heads, for we know that our redemption is drawing near. On the earth, everything will become worse and worse.
Es wird eine Katastrophe,
one catastrophe,
eine solche,
one pestilence after the other
kommen.
Will come.
Es wird alles so sein,
everything will be as it is written.
Und wie wir
and as we just read, when the Lord binds up the breach of his people Israel, and this is happening in our time, then the sun shall shine seven times brighter. The climate change is not in the hands of man. No. We can do and whatever we like. We can all travel by foot. And nevertheless, it will happen. What is written in the Holy Scripture. Everything must be fulfilled before our eyes. But should make us think, because these are the times of the signs of the end time. And our Lord called out clearly, when you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. We have especially three different areas. The one area concerns Israel. The other area concerns the church of the living God. And the third concerns everything what is happening on the earth, in the religions, in politics, in the earthquakes, in everything what is going on earth among the nations. And we all understood what is going on. The uniting of religions up to the building of the house of one in Berlin, which costs 47 millions. One building in which the Muslim part, the Jewish part, and the Christian part will find their place. Then we have especially, we heard of the last visit of the dear Pope in the city of Ur, Chaldea. There, a church shall be built, which shall accommodate the three religions which go back to Abraham. They shall find their way back. And therefore, also the many agreements between Israel and the neighboring countries, which are called the Abraham Accords. But, brothers and sisters, these earthly things, also that what concerns Ur in Chaldea, around 310 kilometers away from Baghdad, there where Abraham was born, there where Abraham lived, where he was called by the Lord. And brothers and sisters, for us, the earthly things are just secondary. For us, the spiritual is at the first place. Did you know that the name Abraham is written more than 250 times in the Bible? Did you know
that
Abraham should become the father of nations? Did you know that in Abraham all nations should be blessed? The two names,
Abraham
and David,
are
mentioned in particular with our Lord and Savior, who in Matthew 1 is called as son of Abraham and son of David. And what do we see? Of David we read more than 1,000 times. These two men of the Old Testament, they had a very special significance. But brothers and sisters, we cannot go here into all the details. To us, it is just about that we, as the children of promise, are recognizing now what the Lord has promised to us in this time, not what shall go on all over the earth. This is happening with us and without us. We want that what should happen with us. We want to emphasize it in a particular way and want to emphasize it now. Please read again a scripture or two. Luke 7 from verse 27 to 30.
Dieser ist es, über den geschrieben steht.
This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God and being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. Dear brothers and sisters, we are coming now to the main subject, the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, as he promised it. I go to prepare a place for you and come again to receive you unto myself. What concerns the earthly situation,
so
together with Romans 8, we can agree and we can groan with all of the creation, O Lord, come soon. Put an end to this trouble on this earth. But spiritually seen, we have to pay attention what the Lord promised, what will happen before his return. Right now, we have read of John the Baptist. the great man of God, as forerunner, as the preparer of the way at the first coming of Christ. And what was it? Fulfillment of the promise which God had given. Behold, I send my messenger before my face, who shall prepare my way before me. First the promise, and then the fulfillment. Likewise, a voice cries in the wilderness. Suddenly, the voice was there. The preparer of the way, the messenger, was there. He went to the River Jordan and baptized all who believed his message. For he already could testify of Jesus the Savior by saying, "Behold, this is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." And all who believed his message, they were baptized. And our Lord and Redeemer said, "It becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." And the obedience belongs just to the faith. And he was baptized by John. The heaven opened and the Holy Ghost came down. But of the scribes, it is being said that they were not baptized. And for their person, they rejected the counsel of God against themselves. One has to let this sink down. Once again, it must be emphasized. If God fulfills Bible prophecies, when he sends his promised messenger who has to bring the divine message, whoever then believes and does in obedience what must be done, he testifies that he receives what God determined for that time. But of the scribes, it is briefly said, they rejected the counsel of God against themselves. Just rejected. Finish. They remained in their own doctrines. They remained in that what they had before. And did not recognize the day of God's gracious visitation. 4,000 years they were waiting that the Messiah will come. And for them, it was the main thing that Elijah would come first, and then the Messiah. And they neither recognized John the Baptist, who came in the spirit of Elijah, nor they recognized our Lord and Redeemer, who has come as their Messiah. Only he who recognizes the ministry of him whom God sends beforehand will recognize the ministry of him and see that what God promised and what he will make happen. Only them will see it and experience it. I have nothing left to do than to every time in the live broadcasts pass on what God promised for this time to the church and what he has done and what he will still do. All of us who we are informed about it, we thank the Lord who has given us the grace to recognize the day and the hour. Dear brothers and sisters, if God does the supernatural on the earth, then it's happening in connection with the fulfillment of the promises which he has given. When the angel Gabriel came to Zacharias, it was supernatural. For that, what should happen was of course connected with a promise. And brothers and sisters, let us come now to our time. We all know that divine callings, which are connected with the plan of salvation of God, not only callings in the local church, there are the five ministries which the Lord has set into the church, and they belong into the church, and to the restoration belongs everything what was in the church at the beginning 2,000 years ago. The Lord God has set some for prophets, apostles, teachers, pastors, and evangelists for the ministry in the church. But what is happening with a ministry of the restoration, that everything can be restored? It is sent beforehand. And here we come to the ministry of Brother Branham, to whom was literally said on the 11th of June 1933, loudly from the supernatural cloud, he was told, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. This happened in a supernatural way when this man of God in the Ohio River was standing and was about to baptize the 17th person biblically in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I, Brother Frank, was present on the 10th of April 1966, after the funeral of the prophet, when the son, Billy Paul, in the Branham Tabernacle, he held the abdication speech after the funeral on the cemetery.
Und er fragte,
and he asked,
wie viele
how many
heute
are today present, who were present 1933?
Bitte,
please raise your hand and stand up. And I counted them quickly. Probably it were 11 or 12 who stood up, who in 1933 have seen and witnessed what happened there.
And
you can all look up the magazines. What do you think? When US magazines like the Science magazine reported about the supernatural, giving date, place, time, when and where it happened. And then especially here with the supernatural light above the head of Brother Branham. Why do I show these photos which I brought with me from the USA? Because for 10 years I was an eyewitness of what happened in the meetings of William Branham, how the blind-born people received their sight, how really before my eyes, be it here in Europe or in the USA, I'm an eye and ear witness of that, what God has done in the ministry of Brother Branham by His grace, to give the divine confirmation. Everybody can say, the Lord called me, the Lord spoke to me. But if God does not confirm it, what then? But if the divine confirmation year in, year out happens, and this man of God was on the various continents, and he could bring the word there, whether it was in India or Africa, whether it was Europe, wherever it was. The Lord God did not do anything in secret. The whole world came to know what God has done in our time. To me, the Lord has given the commission to carry on this divine word message. Really, only that what is written in the Bible, to pass it on. And this I did all over the earth in the years since 1962, and especially already since 1964, when I made my first missionary trip to India. And then, especially after the passing of Brother Branham, 1965, then I traveled into all the world to bring the last message to the people of God. Brothers and sisters, we spoke of that, what is happening now on earth, and that the earth reels to and fro, and that it will fall and not rise again. But God will make a new heaven and a new earth. But we must realize that we now arrived at the end of the time of grace. And whoever listened carefully to the news knows also what is expected in the USA, in California, what is happening with the San Andreas Fault, where the experts are measuring and measuring, and the plates move further apart. And this fault, which is about 1,300 kilometers long, shall break away and sink into the sea. What kind of tsunami will then come upon the whole earth? This nobody can imagine. But the experts say it could happen any day. But brothers and sisters, my task is to lay it on the heart of the Church of the Living God to make the personal experiences of salvation, to go into prayer, not just to hear the message and to believe it, but to expect that the Lord will make all damage well. No matter what happened in your life, in the life of the church, in the life of the believers, the Lord will make all damage well. He will give a total restoration up to the first love, that the church, from which the bride is taken out, that she is embedded in love and is joined in the love of God with one another. Do we still have some or two scriptures which we can read? We read from Matthew 3, verse 15. And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. We read also John 3, verse 5. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Thanks be to the Lord also for these two scriptures. Our Redeemer walked in obedience, and of him it is written, he was obedient unto the death on the cross. This must be your and my way, obedient unto death, that we died to ourselves, died with Christ, died to the old life, that the new life by grace can be manifested. Our bodies remain still the old, with its weakness and afflictions, but the inward must be renewed first. And our Lord said it very clearly. And brothers and sisters, please think about it. Our Lord has not only spoken of parables, he got very personal, and he said to you and to me, to all of us, he said, as then also today, he said, ye must be born again, otherwise ye cannot see the kingdom of God. Born of water and spirit, both belongs together for the believers. First, we hear the sermon of the crucified one who has carried away our sins, taken them upon himself, forgiving them, who has shed his blood to reconcile us with God. But then, if we have become a true believer, then the baptism in water and the baptism in the Holy Spirit must take place. Both belongs together. By water and spirit, the obedience brings it to the point that the Holy Spirit can give the confirmation. And as I said many times, in water baptism, we confirm that we received and accepted our Lord and Redeemer. In the Spirit baptism, he confirms that he received and accepted us. Now, just briefly, something about Abraham, please.
1. Mose,
Genesis, chapter 15, verse 6.
Da glaubte Abraham,
Genesis 15, verse 6. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Go on. Romans 4, verse
3.
For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Genesis 18, verse 18.
Abraham soll ja doch zu einem großen und mächtigen Volk werden. Und in ihm,
seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Thanks be to the Lord. If I would tell you now how many scriptures could still be read now to this subject, brothers and sisters, let us say it honestly and sincerely. It's of course not enough that politics and religion are uniting, that a house is built in reference to Abraham and the three religions which refer to him. It's of course not enough to build a church in Ur, Chaldea. To whom is this useful? Millions are spent to draw the attention to things which are motivated politically and religiously. Our task is to emphasize what God has determined in his plan of salvation and how he made the beginning with Abraham. And we are children of promise. We believe God
lautstark
and
sagen,
if we say loudly,
wir glauben keine einzige,
we don't believe in a single religion.
Wir glauben keine,
we don't believe in a single church.
Wir glauben keinem einzigen Menschen,
we don't believe any man. For thus it is written,
jeder Mensch,
every man is a liar.
Und sagen wir auch das
and
ganz deutlich,
let us also say this very clearly.
Everywhere,
of course, is not believed that what God has said in the original, in His Word, but that what the preacher, the pastor, the evangelist said about that what God said. That what God said got lost through that what was taught and preached about what God has said, and all went astray in their interpretations of the scripture. On one hand, they refer to the Bible, and on the other hand, they teach that what they have to say about it. Also today, even today, it's like this. The Lutherans believe what Luther established. The Methodists believe what Wesley established. The Baptists believe what John Smith established. In all the denominations, all believe century after century that what was established. All of them, they have their statements of faith. But all pray the Lord's Prayer, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. All pray, Hallowed be Thy name. But the name was not revealed to them at all. They don't use Matthew 28 as the Lord commanded it to baptize. In the name, what is the name in which God revealed Himself to us? The New Testament covenant name is Lord Jesus Christ. And the Almighty God, who has revealed Himself to us as Father in heaven and in His only begotten Son on earth, in the church, by the Holy Spirit, it is one and the same God. God above us. God with us. God in us. And if we then come back to the word of introduction, 2 Peter chapter 1. No prophecy of the scripture, no word of God permits any private interpretation. And we must say it every time anew. Whoever does not acknowledge the ministry of the sent prophet in our time, he will remain in the old leaven of the old traditions. And he will reject the counsel of our God for his person and for his church. I say it today very, very clearly. In all churches, the formula is used at the baptism in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. This formula is like a magic formula. It is used for rituals, for table turning, for soothsaying. It is used, just go to the countryside where there's fortune telling done, where the people still come to the farmers, everything in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. All the execrations which were pronounced upon the true Christians, all of the Roman Church are done in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Not one of the execration was pronounced in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, in the same way we must say, not one single baptism is performed in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Not one. This just does not exist with God, and does not exist in the Church of the Living God. The Church of the Living God is the pillar and foundation of the truth. All who were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Branham had to put all the biblical doctrines about Godhead, about baptism, about Lord's Supper, all biblical doctrines, he had to put them anew upon the lampstand. And I say it here in all public, to all nations and tongues and peoples. He who refuses to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he rejects the plan of salvation of our God and has no part in that what God is doing right now. As it was in the days of John the Baptist with the scribes, so it is now with all the scribes and with all who listen to them and who believe them. Please search in the scripture. Search in the scripture. And all who were baptized in the New Testament, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For this is the name which our Lord meant in Matthew 28, verse 19. Here the commission, there the carrying out. Acts 2, verse 38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter, the man to whom the keys of the kingdom of heaven were given by our Lord on the founding day of the New Testament Church, by the commission of God, under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, he had to say, and he said, how the believers shall be baptized. Who acknowledges it? And he who does not acknowledge it rejects the counsel of God. Brothers and sisters, I warn you, and I say it in the name of the Lord, no one will be without an excuse. These broadcasts go into all the world, in all languages. All have the possibility to hear and to make their decision. The return of the Lord is at hand. He will finish his work. He will send the early and latter rain, the restoration, everything he will bring wonderfully to pass. And for this we are grateful. But once again the emphasis, no compromise, but pure holy word. No scripture permits any private interpretation. Here is God's holy word, God's holy testament with the New Testament church. May all brothers and sisters with open eyes see the timely events and then experience their preparation in faith and in prayer, that the Lord could lay into all of us the longing to be part of it when Jesus returns, that none of those who now listen and believe would turn out to have been left behind. Believe God as Abraham believed God. Believe the promise as he believed. And he saw the promises fulfilled. And also we will see the last promises fulfilled. May all ministering brethren worldwide be blessed in a special way. Give out the spiritual food under the leading of the Holy Spirit. The blessing of the Almighty God, may it rest upon the truly redeemed by grace in Jesus' holy name. Amen. We stand up for prayer. Brother Borg will pray with us. Heavenly Father, we thank you with all our hearts for your precious word which we heard now. We commit all brothers and sisters to you, Lord, who in this broadcast have heard your word, the last message, that we not only hear, but we also believe, and that we do accordingly. Bless all your people. We thank you for the blessing in this broadcast, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Señor mi Dios, al contemplar los cielos, el firmamento y las estrellas mil, al oír tu voz en los potentes truenos y ver brillar al sol en su cenit, mi corazón mi corazón entona la canción. Cuán grande es, cuán grande es. Al recorrer los montes y los valles y ver las bellas flores al brillar, Wie groß bist du, dein Jauchz, mein Herr.